Hello, my name is Thea. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
More or less. I need some information. My wife is in the hospital, and she is going to come home, and I was going to take care of her. She had a knee replacement, and I went in today and was tested, and I was tested positive for corona. Okay. And
okay.
So now I can't bring her home. And I'm wondering, if you're tested positive, can you still get the shot or not?
Are you able to still get the COVID vaccine shot?
Yes.
Do you mind holding for one moment? I'm going to look that up just to be sure. That's
okay.
A good question, but let me look it up, okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second, sir. I didn't forget about you. I'm just trying to look it up, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
No problem. Let's see a link here. Let's see. Okay, that's not making it clear. Hold on. Video here. Okay, so, hello, are you here with me?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
Okay, you are still eligible to get the vaccine, but it would be best to wait until you're negative in order to get vaccinated, just so you won't expose anyone else, seeing as though you got to meet at a central location where other people will be. So you can, but it would just be best to wait until after those quarantine days and until you know you have a negative test.
Okay. Now, do I need to get a negative test in order to do that, or just wait my 10 days?
Wait those designated days and then take the test again to make sure you're negative, just so you know for sure that has passed in order for you to get
okay.
The vaccination.
One other quick question. I had this done at a rapid test site. And the nurse at the hospital said that they're not quite as accurate as the other ones. Is that true?
Is the rapid test just as accurate as the other test? It's not?
Yes.
Oh. Well, pretty much the rapid test gives you the symptoms as far as today. With the other test, you pretty much got to wait like 24 to 48 hours. So it will be based off of the information that you get from the same day. It's just taking longer for them to process. So it depends on the test, really, you know. So I could say that it's typically true because it's not the same day. It's over time what those results mm-hmm. would be when you get back versus the different tests of you getting the same day. So, yeah, that's pretty much true because they're looking at it over the course of the days versus just that one day.
So you think that the longer-term one would be a little more accurate?
If you would like to take that one, yes, just to get a general idea, because it could be a false positive as well.
Yeah, yeah. See, I feel pretty good. Other than having a slight cough, I don't have loss of taste or any of that kind of stuff.
Right.
And my wife is going to have to go into a rehab center, and I'm really, really nervous about that.
Right, I understand completely. And it doesn't hurt to get that second opinion. So if you want to get that other test done, that's perfectly fine just to get that second opinion.
Okay. Where would a good place for that, where could I go?
Okay, where should you go to get another test done? I can look up some sites mm-hmm. for you. Okay, let's see, test sites. And
Are there any CVSs around here? That
I do know that Walgreens do provide tests. Some locations are even complimentary. I'm not exactly sure if there are any in your area that offer them for free, but what county are you in? And I can see.
We're in Orange Beach, Alabama.
Is that Baldwin? Or
Orange,
is that Mobile?
Yes, Baldwin. Mm-hmm.
Baldwin. We are in Orange Beach.
36561.
Orange Beach. Okay. I do have a location where you are. American Family Care Clinic.
That's the one I went to for the rapid one.
Okay. What about Robertsdale? Is that close to you? Well, not Robertsdale. Fairhope. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's about an hour or so away.
What about Daphne?
Daphne's a long way, too. Everything's a long way from here.
Okay, well, try your local Walgreens or CVS. They should be able to accommodate you.
Okay, all right. I'll give that a shot. Listen, thank you much for your help, okay? Appreciate it.
No problem. And if you have any more information that you may need, you can visit these websites, adph.org. Or you can go to cdc.gov. They got a lot of helpful information on there. And they'll also give you a list of sites that you can go as far as getting the COVID tests and everything. And if you want to file a complaint or report, you can go on those websites as well.
What was the last site again?
Oh, cdc.gov.
CBC?
Oh, no. C as in cat, D as in dog, C as in cat again, .gov.
Okay.
cdc.gov. And the other one was A as in apple, D as in dog, P as in phone, H as in hello, .org.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And I want to thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Stay safe, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day, okay?
All right. No problem. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.